How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Are there any objections to counting the certificate of vote of the state of Arizona that the teller has verified appears to be regular in form and authentic?
President, I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona rise?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a senator?
Yes, it is.
It is.
An objection presented in writing and signed by both a representative and a senator complies with the law, Chapter 1 of Title 3 of the United States Code. The clerk will report the objection.
Objection to counting the electoral votes of the state of Arizona. We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona on the ground that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given.
Are there further objections to the certificates from the state of Arizona? The chair hears none. The two houses will withdraw from joint session. Each house will deliberate separately on the pending objection and report its decision back to the joint session.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show, special Wednesday edition. Got Uncle Milty here with me. Even.
Yeah.
Got Chris Ann Hall today, Melissa today, Susan today. And the big news, well, Kim Kardashian's getting a divorce.
No.
That was the big news on the New York Post.
No. From who?
New York Post.
No, I mean,
from Kanye West.
She really
yes,
hates...
Yes, this is the big news that we're supposed to all be enthralled with.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all day.
Can you believe this
Kanye
today?
Deserves so much better.
Where do we start? Wow.
Yeah, Kanye.
I think the thing that keeps rolling around in my brain today is listening to little mealy-mouthed deep stater himself, Mitch McConnell.
Oh.
I've never... I have no words, okay? First of all, I'll get there in just a second, but let me just say this for the record. That this is the biggest political theater going on in Washington, D.C., the whole ruse of these agent provocateurs being dressed up as Trump supporters and creating violence. When have you seen violence from Trump supporters? When? People carrying flags, hanging out on the steps of the Capitol. You know what? I just can't believe people are buying this. And I go back to 2016 when Democrats were burning up cities,
yep.
Screaming, marching. I mean, you name it. And you know what they called it? Anger. What are they calling this today? I tried to look up a record today on government track. Do you know they took all the records of roll call down at GovTrack? Do you know that they said that we have a terrorist attack going on right now? I'm without words. I'm without words. And so we have agent provocateurs dressed up doing some violence. These are not the Trump supporters. And how dare we ask that fraud be investigated. How dare we? So really what this is about, and I think why people are very, very upset, and then I want to get your take, Uncle Melty. I think people are really upset because we've known fraud exists in elections. This is not new, right? But right now, Mitch McConnell stood there on the floor with all of his cronies and tried to sell you that fraud was righteous and good, and that it was for the Republic, and that it was the voice of the people. And everyone in America, we're all looking, and even those that supported Biden know that he got it fraudulently. So they're trying to now sell it to you without shame. They used to try and hide it, right? Conceal it. And now they're not anymore. They're trying to sell it to you now as truth, as goodness. What do you say to this?
It's what's best.
It's what's best.
16% of Democrats believe that was fraud.
Mitch McConnell says that voter fraud is just fine, basically. Claims there was even not enough fraud, right? For the people to demand a lawful vote and a lawful count. People simply must shut up for the good of America and accept that fraud is inevitable and that their actual vote doesn't ever matter. And now there's no shame at all on their part. They just want you to say, they just want you to cowardly walk away and accept because we have to maintain America. Oh my God. So what do you think, Uncle Milty?
I think we're being asked to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I think the president has pushed this by not surrendering like has always been done in the past.
Right.
He refused to cede the election. He insists that there's fraud and there's proof of fraud, and he wants something done about it. And there's 75 million Americans that back him. 100,000 of them sitting in Washington right now.
And more than that.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah, a lot more.
But
it isn't
we're
even
being
about
told
him.
The same thing. No, it's not.
It's not.
They're actually saying it's his responsibility to calm this down as commander in chief. These are the people that a week ago wanted to impeach him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with 14 days left in office. It's just beyond the pale that they continue to tell us we have to be the good guys and allow them to do as they please.
To do any fraud they want, even as blatant and obvious as this was. You're supposed to just shut up. That's what you're supposed to do for the love of America and the republic for which it stands.
Well, they wouldn't have committed fraud if it wasn't what's best.
Biden making a speech right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I can imagine what that sounds like.
Yeah. CNN, assault on democracy. I'm sorry. Who did the assault?
The fraud?
Who did? No. No, no. No. No, the agent provocateurs dressed up as Trump supporters.
Oh, those guys.
But they're calling them Trump supporters. Yeah. Eric Trump. Supposedly, he threatened every GOP person. Do you want to address that?
I heard the threat.
Yeah, what
I
was
mean,
it?
He
what was
absolutely
it?
Threatened.
What was
them.
The threat?
The threat was if you go along with this fraud, you're not going to get reelected.
Yeah.
That was the big threat.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I have a question. You know, I've been perusing the main channels, listening to the big shots like O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, and everybody's going on and on and on about everybody's got to be peaceful. This has to be resolved peacefully. And my question to you and your audience is, what point do we reach when we realize that it can't be settled peacefully? Mm. Is there ever going to be that point?
Yeah.
Or will it just be when we've given up everything?
Yeah, we tried to ask that question yesterday.
Yes,
actually.
We did.
And so I'll take you off the air. We'll talk about this. Thank you for the question.
And last night's discussion was really good, but it seemed to me that a lot of people are believing that we've reached close to that point, if not there. that we're not going to tolerate this fraud and deception anymore. Mm-hmm. That the Declaration of Independence is very clear that when the government becomes so corrupt and mm-hmm. oppressive that we can no longer tolerate it, it's our duty to make mm-hmm. a change. So I think a lot of people are at that point, and I think it's showing today mm-hmm. in Washington.
It was interesting to watch these sellouts on Washington, these compromise sellouts, talk about the fact that the courts didn't go along and understand and concede that there was fraud, mm-hmm. so therefore it didn't happen. And it was mind-boggling to me because I sat there and thought, the courts are so bought off at this point.
That's right.
Why is that the true test? That it's not the true test. We have sworn affidavits. We have more votes than people. So they're trying to sell us that we're so low intelligence that we would not see a discrepancy when we see more votes than people come through. This is how obvious the fraud is. There's yep. more votes than voters. If somebody out there honestly thinks there's no fraud, well, I don't know what to say to you because there's more votes than voters.
The numbers are actually astounding.
Yeah.
Almost 80% of Republicans believe there was fraud.
Yeah.
31% of independents believe there was fraud. Mm-hmm. 16% of Democrats believe there was fraud. How do you deny it?
I don't know. This isn't like 1% of the country it's fraud.
No, it's not like a crackpot sitting in his bedroom smoking pot.
States changed all of their procedures unconstitutionally. We had states that did this. We had machine numbers change overnight.
Not even overnight,
we
in front of
votes
your eyes.
We had counted when people weren't even in the room. And there's no fraud? How can somebody with a straight face say that? This has all been documented. Yeah. This isn't a theory. How many times did those people say conspiracy theory today?
But for the sake of our democracy, shut up and take it.
Yeah. And go along.
Yeah,
you just go along with it.
That's not my kind of democracy.
And don't say anything. And I honestly, it was hard to even want to come to work today. I thought, oh my gosh, what are we listening to? Biden patronizing right now. If you want to go listen to patronizing, it's interesting he can complete a sentence now. How's that?
Yeah.
For a year, he couldn't even complete a sentence. Anyway, look, so many questions. But I'm telling you that those are not Trump supporters. Those are agent provocateurs all dressed up like Trump supporters, because Trump supporters, this isn't where they're at right now. They were there to show presence of number. Yeah,
they were carrying flags.
They're not, they weren't, Antifa. Or as Biden says, it's just an idea, Antifa. Anyway, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to take all your calls. Phones are lighting up. I'll take all your calls. Please call right back in after the break. We're happy to do so. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song of angry men. It is the music of the people who will not be saved again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to summon tomorrow comes.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls and, words never truer than how we feel right now.
Yep.
With everything being shut down, are they running out the clock? They're trying. They're trying. Yeah. They got their agent, little agent provocateurs dressed up as Trump supporters doing a lot of damage and then acting like they're all under a terrorist attack. It's the biggest political theater I've seen in a while. We knew that this might be crazy today. And yep, they're running out the clock for sure. They're trying to. Okay, before we go on, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Those hot tubs are amazing. You'll love it. And it will give you a little bit of relief from this type of thing. I don't know how else to say it, although that is my stress-free environment, is when I can get in my hot tub outside in my backyard, and I just feel like I'm a world away from all of this. And looking up at the stars and just putting it all behind me for a half hour is just so nice every day. Make sure you're getting that, too. Go over to Tropical Pool and Spa. We're going to go ahead. We'll take calls now, and let's... How do you even describe what's going on right now? Okay, I'm trying. Go ahead and give us a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi there, Kate.
Hi there.
Milky, how are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
You know, as I'm watching all of this unfold, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't think that those are Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump supporters understand that now is not the time to fight. Unfortunately, though, I feel that the time to fight was really when the fraud was happening. You know, when the states, when they changed all the rules of mail-in balloting,
yep.
You know, where were the Republicans then? Where were all these people then? They can't really complain now because, unfortunately, the states who are Republican-led
mm-hmm.
and who are all in question allowed this to happen. So,
yep.
Again, it's kind of a little too late. I wish people would have turned off their sports and stood up against the mail-in votes the last 2 years.
I know.
But right now, I think this is exactly what the Democrats want because these people are being baited mm-hmm. and then they'll be demonized later.
Yeah. Yep. I totally agree with that. Thank you very, very much for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was thinking about what you were mentioning earlier about just with the Trump supporters not being violent and there's different violence and stuff and us being on the edge of something and a lot of people being ready to do something. I think part of the reason why not a whole lot more might be happening is because we don't know, the people don't know who to fight. Like mm-hmm. with the Revolutionary War, the enemy was clear. With the
right.
with the Civil mm-hmm. War, an enemy was clear. Like in this modern age, do people just go to their neighbor and burn down their business? No, because that's wrong.
Right.
But who do we rally against? Who do we fight against? Who do we turn to and go, knock it off, you lunkhead? And
yeah.
like, how do we fight this? And I think that's part of the reason why there's not more happening is because people are so frustrated because they don't know where to turn to fight.
Amen. Amen. That's all I can say to that. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Who is the enemy anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
That is a problem.
It is. Thank you for the call. I really enjoy your comment there. Thank
but
you.
But one answer is actually mm-hmm. to just literally go in as a group mm-hmm. and fire them.
Yeah.
Forget about recall elections. All that stuff is over with.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the state capitol and you say, you're fired. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired.
And then they have you arrested. So then
well,
what do you do?
Well, it depends on how big your group right. is, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Things I'd like to address your first caller.
Sure.
I believe, and the very last one about, you know, a time. I'm a firm believer that the time is already upon us
mm-hmm.
To do something about it the old-fashioned way by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And to the last caller who said we don't know how to fight, there's really one of the things the last 4 years have shown us, not all of us, because some of us, I know like yourself, have known this for many decades. Satan's plan was a plan of force and coercion, and he's also the author of the Democratic Party, and always has been. Mm-hmm. And so if you recall the old movie, The Star Chamber, back in mm-hmm. the 80s, Hal Holbrook, Michael mm-hmm. Douglas, where
mm-hmm.
some judges meet in secret, mm-hmm. perhaps monthly, it's been a long time, and they go over cases where it's very clear someone was guilty, but they got off on some kind of technicality or lawyeries. They go around the room and make sure to cast the vote, yep, guilty, guilty, and then they hire a hitman to take it out. So I think that very soon, talking to ex-military friends of mine,
mm-hmm.
that have a lot more, you know, special operations organizational skill. I think very soon we're going to start seeing Hillary Clinton's enemies with a couple of 22 caliber bullets to the back of the head, although I'm sure the Democrats won't call that a suicide like they do Hillary Clinton's victims.
Interesting. All right. Thank you for that. Interesting. Let's take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Howdy.
Hi.
Well, one thing is we're not a democracy. We're a republic, and it's really getting annoying to me over the years. The war of northern aggression, really the enemy was the government, and you were talking about the courts. I went to a traffic court with a friend of mine, and they said, everybody stand. I didn't. Several people said, you have to stand. I said, no, I don't. The only one I have to stand for is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I did not stand.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the people reaction around me like, you're going to get arrested. I said, for what?
Yeah.
No, nobody did anything. So we don't have to stand for these people.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
We don't.
888-673-1450. How do you feel about what's going on? Probably early on you realize that the people that are doing the violence, those are not Trump supporters, right?
No.
You realize, I hope everybody realizes that. Now, what a great thing for them to be able to plan, right?
Well, not
because
only
they don't want all the debates to happen over all the states.
Sure, but not only that, but the supposed violence all happened inside, not outside. It was all inside where nobody could see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi
there. I just wanted to make an observation. I think Uncle Milky, it sounds like he's agreeing with what the Patriots or the Trump supporters did at the Capitol building, but you don't really agree with what they did.
What?
Is that correct?
No.
No.
Actually, you just got all that wrong. Actually, what we do believe is that there were agent provocateurs dressed as Trump supporters. They've been doing this for a long time. This isn't anything new. And those are the ones that are conducting the violence, blaming it on Trump supporters so they can run out the clock. That's basically what I think is going on.
Antifa disguised as Trump supporters, basically.
Yeah.
Mixed in with the 100,000-plus Trump supporters.
Yeah.
If it was just Trump supporters storming the Capitol and going inside, I think it's okay. I mean, I think it's time to make a stand. What do you guys think about that?
I wouldn't do it that way. That's not what I would do. And I don't think they would either. And that's why I'm calling it out and saying that's not exactly what's going on. Because that's not them. They're out there with flags standing from the Capitol because they wanted their presence seen as these sellout compromised pieces of crap are going in there and trying to testify that fraud is truthfulness. Okay. And so they wanted their presence seen. They don't go there to be violent. Usually the attacks are on Trump supporters. Trump supporters are not at the behest of violence. Give me a break. That's not who they are. So that's why I don't believe it a million years.
Waving the flag doesn't work?
What's that?
Isn't there a time when waving the flag and just talking doesn't work?
Yes. Yeah. There is a time, but I don't think that's what they were there for today. So I think that today they were just trying to have their presence be seen. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All right. It's unpopular, but we got 2 weeks left before a senile, brain-dead person is inaugurated, and that puts him in the position of being able to pardon anybody.
Yeah.
So, that lady that called with the I told you so attitude, we should have done it earlier. Well, people didn't know what to do because they couldn't get organized. Finally, we got a big enough group to get organized and do some damage. And there's 2 lousy weeks left. And they're already talking about, 10 days of, I forget what crap they said.
A commission.
10 days to do this and that. That leaves 4 days.
Right.
The only 4 days left. It's time for action, and I'm at the point where it's the people's building. It's not the government's building. And I think that if we get violent, we may survive and live in part of the country. If they win, we are eventually going to be eliminated.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's just the way I feel.
Yeah.
Because they've shown that they're smiling like evil viper-like smiles. They're going to get rid of us.
Yeah.
I'm geeked about this. I don't know what's going on, but it's time to take over that building and say enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen what's going on with Linwood, and he's got all this evidence, and I expected them to trot in Epstein in a cage that was bulletproof and say, okay, you guys, it's time to stand up and leave or get charged. And that didn't happen.
Right, right.
Nothing happened. Now, we get all this evidence, but we still see none of it, even though only 2 weeks remain.
Yep.
Time's a-wasting.
I agree. And I don't like the 10-day thing. I think that that's actually a distraction. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate the call.
And every argument they have involves trusting someone who's already proven to be corrupt. The courts are corrupt. I'm sorry.
The courts are corrupt.
I don't
trust the 10-day option, sorry.
No.
Who's going to be in charge of that committee?
Right.
Same people that want to get their hands on our Constitution.
Exactly.
I don't. Everything seems like a distraction. And I think the people around Trump have sold him out completely. It was so bad today as they were trying to sell truth as righteousness, as something good and flowery and the Republic and the people. I was watching it, and I my mouth was open. I couldn't even believe the lengths they were willing to go to. Little mealy mouths McConnell, little ugly little McConnell, sitting there trying to sell it to the American people. He didn't even look like he believed it.
No.
He didn't look like he believed what was coming out of his mouth. These people are so bought. And why is Mike Lee not standing? And, you know, as people were chanting traitor to Romney, Romney went on a public flight. He gets the public. Sorry, that's what he gets. People were yelling traitor at him. So what? Mike Lee comes out and says it's the nice thing to do to be nice to him. Blow smoke up his rear end,
I guess, and tell
him how wonderful he is. Rainbows and lollipops. No, Mike Lee. Romney goes out in public. Did you ever see people yell traitor to Ron Paul? No. Because he didn't deserve that title. Romney does. Romney gets to face his public.
They didn't attack him.
They didn't attack him.
You know
what they did? They yelled traitor. Good. I'm so glad he needed to hear it.
Yep.
These people need to hear it. I'm glad Trump supporters went to the Capitol with their flags. I'm glad they showed up. They needed to see them and they needed to hear it. And they're not the ones conducting the violence. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Coming and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together, or we'll hang separately. Are you willing to the tree?
Hi there, welcome back.
Are you?
It's reminiscent, isn't it?
Willing to be free.
That moment.
It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
It reminds me of his death, of Lavoie Finicum's death. Those were his daughters singing their version of The Hanging Tree. And this moment reminds me a lot of that moment. You knew what had taken place. And they were all trying to say, you know, put out a different narrative. And it was a difficult year. That was such a difficult year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to say, make sure that you go over to Garage Doors Only. They actually did my own garage doors, and they are amazing. I have two garage doors, and they're amazing. And they did get voted best of Southern Utah past 2 years in a row. And they're just an awesome business. They're awesome people, and they serve Utah, Nevada. and the entire state, and also serving customers for over 21 years. It's family owned and operated since 1999. You're going to love these guys, and you're going to love what they do. And they only do garage doors only. So remember that when you're in need of a garage door, or you want to change the face of your house, because these are the people that you're going to want to give your business to, for sure. Best prices, everything, just hands down the greatest. You know, it's very reminiscent of that moment. And when I saw Mike Lee say, "Don't be mean to Romney," and I thought, you know, civility is just standing there and offering up what you think of somebody. That's civility, because you're just saying the word traitor to somebody that deserves it. Romney didn't like it on the plane. He didn't like a whole plane full of people calling him traitor. Now, Mike Lee was calling for civility. That is civility.
Yeah.
That's about as civil as you can get.
Well, they didn't
when
hit
faced
him.
With a traitor. They didn't attack him. They didn't physically harm him. They weren't threatening him. They were just telling him what he was. So Mike Lee's wrong. But this is the problem with Washington. They all live in a bubble, and none of them want to hear how the people or what the people think of them.
Nope.
And they don't want to hear that there's fraud, and they don't want to acknowledge it, and they've been told not to acknowledge it. You know, it's interesting to watch right now, because everything's put on hold right now. They're trying to run out the clock. They don't want the discussions going on for every state, okay? And all these people trying to turn truth, you know, or fraud into something good. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to sell it to you today. But you were noticing something about the devices and all these things. The mayor calling out a curfew at 6 p.m. Where does he get off in Washington, D.C.?
Because there's a bunch of people in Washington that they don't like.
Yeah.
We're going to call a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
Or the police say there were suspicious devices found. What does that mean?
Right. Right.
I mean, my shoe looks a little suspicious if I take it off and leave it by itself.
Right. I know.
So it's all absurd. By the way, they've finally announced that Purdue lost.
Really?
To Ossoff.
How is that race that close when you have an entire, almost entirely red state? How is the race that close?
How is the race that close when it was an 80,000 vote difference just a couple weeks ago? The only reason it went to a runoff was because she didn't get over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she lost 80,000 votes?
Yeah.
And
they want us to believe this.
Of course.
I woke up to that and I thought, I'm living in an insane world. Our country, we're losing our country.
But
right
that's
now.
Not even in the news.
No.
Mm-mm. Because what's in the news right now are the terrorists at the Capitol.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
what's
yeah.
In the news.
Terrorists at the Capitol, and it's also the vaccine. And the fight for the vaccine, who gets it first? See how they parade that around as you're being deprived of something, so therefore you'll want it more? All the lies that are going on right now in the press, everything, it's all 1984. It's turning the narrative on everything right now. And it was so interesting to watch that, to watch this conversation take place over who gets it first. Rather than letting people know that, yeah, no one else wants it, trust me. You know? They're getting really, really good at this. And they've got the media, which everybody turns to the media to find out what's going on. I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say that they should call the terrorists by their accurate name, which is Antifa, because they're not Trump supporters, number one. Number two, that was a ploy to get everybody to look over here. Look over here.
Exactly.
We have something going on over here, and then you won't see what's going on at the Capitol. You won't see what's going on anywhere else, like in Georgia, anything. And by the time it's over, we'll be saying, whoa, what just happened?
Yep, you're right.
We're getting our country taken from us, and people need to wake up.
Oh, amen,
that's
sister. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. It's all a big ruse and distractions galore. That's what this day is today. But here's the deal, and this is the unpopular. Let me go to the unpopular really fast. on the same lines as one of our first female callers. When we're looking at today's situation, obviously it's not all about the presidency, because we just had all these senators try and stand up and sell you a box of rocks and tell you it was the best thing they've ever seen. Okay? They're selling you fraud. They're selling you the destruction of America with a smile. And so our bigger problem, it's always that we're dialing in on the smaller issue and not the bigger issue. And the bigger issue is what happened to our Senate and our House, our senators and our House. Look at the actual records of even those people that you think are awesome. What are you going to find? Are you going to find them leading out and trying to stop the omnibus bills and trying to stop all the junk? No. They pick little tiny things that give them little tiny victories that only serve a few people, gives them some brownie points, and they build an entire career out of it. And now we get to see all of this and how it's going to impact our life. And also we get to see now starting to see the real truth about what's going on in D.C. And yep. This is why we're frustrated. And the other caller was right, the first caller we had. We don't know who the enemy is anymore, because everybody had those that they trusted and believed and thought. I actually think so many of them are the biggest distractors, because they'll pretend to be a patriot. They'll pretend to kind of stand. And then at the end of the day, oh, whoops, my stand didn't do anything. Sorry, but look yep. at me. I was amazing. It's all theater. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I want to thank you all for calling it like it is as far as what's going on.
Thanks.
With the supposedly terrorist.
Yeah.
But I have a question. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me, but I found it odd that Mike Pence basically had to be told what to do and what to say this morning. Is it
yeah,
just
that was,
me or is that...
That was strange, and I found it to be very strange when the very first comment was, hey, I have a question. Why are we, half of us standing in the gallery, we're not allowed in this room? They were all wearing masks, by the way, whatever. But anyway, and Trump actually turned to Pelosi for the answer, and Pelosi stood there and said that, well, it's this, you have to tell him this. And he this was his answer. His answer was, well, according to this code, if you object, that's debate. And the guy said, again, I'm asking, how are we supposed to object if some of us are standing out in the gallery? We're not. How are we going to object then when you say, is there an objection? And then he said, again, the same answer would not actually answer it, or answered it to what he wanted, with Pelosi standing there and nodding. And I thought, what just happened? They're allowed to take half of them and put them in the gallery so they can't object further on in this session? And I was and dumbfounded.
Right, I am too. And the other thing, maybe again it's just me, but Pence kind of seemed like he was in a trance for a while there. I thought I was watching Biden instead of Pence.
It was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't trust Pence, and I've said this from the very beginning. It was a very unpopular thought because people love to say, he's so presidential. Whatever. There is no such thing anymore. Anyway, what I would say to that is I don't trust Pence at all. And also, though, that they're trying to say that Pence defied Trump and is not going to throw out electoral votes. He actually can't do that according to the Constitution anyway. But they're trying to couch it as something it's not. But I still, at the end of the day, don't trust him at all. He and Paul Ryan tried to get Trump off the ticket. He and Paul Ryan were conspiring in 2016. And I remember reporting on that 4 years ago. And I remember thinking, people aren't going to believe me. They're just not going to believe me when I say that he and Paul Ryan were conspiring. But they were. So I don't trust him.
I agree. And one other real quick thing, going back to you calling it like it is, that those aren't Trump supporters.
They're not.
If you've ever been to the Capitol, security is very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew there's going to be hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters. So I would imagine that the security would be extra tight.
Yep.
So how those people, to me, it's a false flag.
Yes, at 100%
they
false
let
flag.
Them in.
Yep, you're exactly right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate your call. This is a false flag, and it's going down right in front of us.
Yeah.
And of course they knew. I mean, of course they were prepped and ready for that. They wanted it interrupted. They wanted to make it look like, and I quote McConnell, who I can't stand, most mealy-mouthed little piece of crap, but he said, this is partisan vengeance. So then they tried to make it look like partisan vengeance on the Capitol steps today and inside the Capitol. Sure. That is not what this is. This is not us being mad because our guy didn't get in. This is blatant fraud that is not being addressed by anyone, really, or by the majority, and they want to let it slide, and they don't care anymore, even about being reelected, because obviously they've got Dominion in the pocket.
That's right.
And Dominion isn't going to get a full investigation. That's what this is about.
Elections are meaningless.
No. Elections are meaningless. It isn't about getting our guy in. So he tried to turn it into conspiracy theory / partisan vengeance, and that's not what this is. So what do? They got to ramp up that particular point of the narrative to make it look like we're just crazy and want our guy in. It makes me sick. It makes me sick because a lot of people out there aren't going to see that. They're not going to see that these aren't Trump supporters that are doing this.
I want to bring up this one point that I didn't think of last night during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that served in the military, we were discussing whether the military should be allowed to be involved in this type of a coup or takeover. Mm-hmm. We took an oath that said we will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, why would we have to have that oath if we weren't allowed to do that?
You're right. You're right. If so they only named foreign and not domestic.
Right. They would have said against foreign enemies.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So there is that inclusion.
Yes.
And surprising that it's never domestic.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. Everyone
no
loves America.
There's no such thing as a domestic enemy.
Yeah. These people hate our country. They hate it. And so what are we going to do? And that's going to be the focus. And it's not over yet, by the way. They just started. It's alphabetical. They just started with the A's. So what happens next? And you were talking about possible martial law, which would be a very interesting little angle there. That would be an interesting angle. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450.
Well, I can see it.
It kind of is martial law right now. They got the National Guard
almost
out. They've got the curfew for no apparent reason. But you can do anything in an emergency.
Oh,
and that's what's sickening about this, is that you can do anything in an emergency. These people are trying to sell us that wickedness is truth and that evil is good. Boy, I remember somebody in the scriptures that did that. Oh, yeah, Satan, that's right. Anyway, I just want all of you to know that we see it. I know you see it. I know you see it. You wouldn't be listening to this show right now. I know you see it, and you're not crazy, and this is actually happening. This is actually going on, and it's disgusting. And we have to out it because it's this sick. But it's not even over yet today. So we're talking like it's over. It's not. It's not. They just got started and we'll see. And you know what the threat is now? More violence if there's more objections. See how this goes? See how this plays out? Brilliantly to their aspect. Disgusting to ours and evil.
Yep.
Be right back with Chris Ann Hall on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.